just about to ask you.
You got to tell me the stumble upon. Like, tell me how this... For me, signs show up like numbers... Go ahead, the stumble upon.
So I have this thing where...
I'm talking to founder of Sheba Women's Empowerment Group,
yes.
Antoinette Cummings, on her upcoming book that she is going to release sooner than later. What else do the people need to know about you? What is this book going to be about?
This book is going to be about my most prized possession, which is my child, and what I feel like is his superpower.
Okay, this is great. And so what we're talking about is the organic steps, the organically developed steps that led to this vision. She just put out her logo for Sheba, and she came across this photo that... was the inception point, I'll call it, of Sheba, that was her. Where was the, when was this, 2014?
This is the June 20th, 2014.
And it's July 14th
Sheba,
now.
My logo 2018. Was done June 27th, 2018.
So that's interesting. We're going to talk about like the science
seven,
later.
And
all
seven.
That's all
hello,
that.
Hello,
all that, all
you
that
see
stuff.
That seven completion?
I do. I see.
Go on now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the stumble upon, because the thing about the destiny, remember you did the write-up on the gram, check it out, it was the latest post about explaining the logo. How did you know it was destined? Like, in that moment, when did you say this is destiny? Like, how did you break it down? And like, what in that photo jumped out at you and said, this is your sign? Because people, that's where we left off before we started. Hit play.
Yes.
This is a sign. How did you know this was your sign?
I knew this was a sign because I was able to compare what the logo was going to be or the different variations that are going in my brain. I'm like, try this way. And to see that all of it did not come to fruition, like, this is exactly what it's supposed to be.
Right.
Even the facing of the image, I told him, I was like, well, let's see how it looks the other way. And he did send it to me because that's what, you know, I guess he's supposed to do. And I'm like, no, that's busted. Switch it, you know, whatever. And then everyone's, this whole idea of, no, she needs an afro. Why is she bald? She doesn't have no hair. And I'm like, nope, she's not going to have any hair. Because I think that's one thing that connects everybody. If we were all to shave our heads off, there's no differentiation when we all kind of be the same, just
cool.
Different, you know, shades.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, no, she stays bald. That's it. She's going to be bald. Like,
mm-hmm.
What the hell is wrong with that? You
right.
know? So that was my, like, whoa, even from the little things, is I was like, this has to be destiny. It has to be. So it was dope.
I'm so happy for you. I cannot wait to see what you do with this. You've already put on two amazing events.
Yeah.
What sort of feedback are the women giving you from the space? Let's talk about the space. Let's talk about the space that Miss
My
Antoinette
sanctuary.
Creates, her sanctuary that she creates. Like,
yes.
First of all, have both of these events been in your space?
They have been in my space.
And so, Antoinette has a typical New York one-bedroom, one-couple, I don't know the square footage, whatever. She twerks her space each time you come.
My den?
Where she twerks her den. She's den mother. We got to do your title right. So tell us what the business card says.
The business card says den leader.
Yeah,
because as I process through all these different, you know, adjectives to describe myself, they all bring me back to I'm a leader, and I lead wherever I go, and I think that's my strongest contribution to the world, is to be able to lead. I mean, in this space, it's women, but men, children, wherever I go, there's someone who's willing to follow. And I think that that's powerful.
Mm-hmm. So, Antoinette, den leader, founder of Sheba Women's Empowerment Group.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It feels like, yay! I reached a place where a lot of people only hope to reach. It feels fulfilling. I feel like I'm right on track. I feel like I'm about to blow up. I feel like my audience, my influence is about to expand. I feel greatness.
Do you remember that? Did you? Because we vision board together. Like,
yes.
Whoever's listening.
Vision board.
We have
collage,
vision board.
We vision collage.
Things have happened. So, remember your first vision board? Was that your, the first one where Sheba might have been an idea? Because you said 2014 was a photo.
Yep.
Where was Antone in that 2014 photo? Was she even thinking along the lines of Sheba, or was she... Where was she?
No, I wasn't thinking along the lines of Sheba.
Did you ever think you would create a women's empowerment group?
In some regard, I thought it was a young girls, a mentor program, which was actually going to be called Daddy's Little Girl Mentorship Program, right? Which is might actually, kind of be a sister, sister group from this. For that particular picture, I remember I just recently shaved my hair, not necessarily bald, but if you look at the comparison of the pictures, it's like, whoa, this can't just be chance, so this can't just be luck or, just happen that way. I shaved my hair. I was like, something's happening on the inside of me. And I can't really pinpoint.
Something's happening on the inside.
Yeah, I can't pinpoint what it is and what's happening, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I sense a change. Mm. I sense a change.
Was it like tingly? Like, was it a physical sensation? Or was it just like an awareness?
An awareness.
Okay.
Of something is changing. Something is happening. I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable in my skin.
Growth.
Growth. Absolutely.
Alright, so we asked about the logo. We talked about
my space.
Hey. Your space, you being the den leader. And what we can hope to expect. And so it's just really powerful to be gifted a dream because it's a gift, Like, you had said before we started recording that you give all praises to the Creator, to God. So does Antone take credit for this, or is it just you're doing God's work?
No, I think that's what we're all here to do is God's work. We're all here to add value to others by any means necessary. And what I've discovered is that sometimes, the things and our gifts are always birthed out of something that we've been through. Unfortunately, most of the time it's some type of traumatic, some type of traumatic situation or just some type of self-discovery or, it's something that happens and you're like awakened and sometimes you can't put your finger on exactly what that is or what that moment is. It's just like a light switch. Something wakes up in you and you're like, yo, I gotta do something because I have people that need me.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's almost like a life and death. And when you understand that, you might be that light in somebody's life, you might be that hope, or even that love that a person's been looking for, the person's need that can catapult them to their next level or, that awakens some type of awareness in themselves and that they can start discovering, okay, well, what the hell am I good at? When you take it really to be that serious, it'll spark some fire under your butt to get moving. And let's do this.
So when's the next event? Like, when can we, is this open? Because I've had all types of guests on my podcast. So, some people are discerning. You can't come to a vegan dinner and bring pork. Like, you just can't do that, you know? Yeah. So can, you know, who is this for? Who should be hightailing their butts to the next Sheba gathering? Like, who is this for? What woman needs to connect herself with Sheba? What type of woman?
Oh, I love that question. I think it's for all women. And this is one of the reasons why, going back to the logo, everything will kind of go back to the logo, but this is one of the reasons why the logo doesn't have any type of hair. Because that somewhat, you know, allows us to discriminate. Oh, she needs to have Afro. This is not a black woman's group. That's not what it says. It says a woman's empowerment group. So I want every woman to feel comfortable. Women who need support, women who are other leaders, creative, of course, influential, women who are broken, women who need answers, who need guidance, women who need an ear for people to listen with no judgment. It's an open space, a free space. I don't discriminate. I think that what I do is very intentional. What I do is very impactful and powerful, and it's very purposeful, and it's a need. Mm. That's what's most important. Women need Sheba.
I love it. Thank you. This was so good, let me tell you. And I just already know people are enjoying just the way we converse. And they're like, wait, it's over? Like, no, it's just beginning.
It's just beginning.
Because we have a lot that we are working on. And right now, we are accountability buddies of sort. So in everything that I normally get from just sitting with you and us holding like this space, because you can't tell everybody what you got going on for real. Like,
you can't. Yeah. Wolves and sheep.
Right.
Clothing,
right.
Yeah.
Right. And so somebody told me that those things don't have power, but I'm like, no, everybody doesn't need to know this much, like, to this degree, because there's people who will just straight up, you just won't feel like that open circuit of communication that you feel with somebody you're supposed to be vibing with. Like, you ever feel that? Am I bugging? Like, tell me if, are you following me? Like, people who, you tell them the vision, they can't see, it's too big. Or they weren't even listening in the first place. Or
they try to dumb it down. Or they try to give you their vision of what your vision is.
Right.
Like, no, honey, she's going to be bald.
Right. So, you know, it just, I think I would call it a tribe.
Yeah. Hey.
I would call that a tribe.
Yeah, tribe, of course. We're covered. We don't stand alone.
Yeah, that's really nice. So look out for it. It is available at Instagram. Tell them where they can find you on Instagram.
You can find me at Sheba with two A's, SHEBAA, Empowers. Woo, 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 woo.
Yes, Sheba Empowers, two A's. Okay, we'll be back. Yeah. Oh, no, we're talking about it.
I still have some residue from earlier, like with him kind of his pitch, you know.
Okay.
That probably is a part of it too. Oh, go ahead.
Okay. No. It's cool. We don't have to get too personal on the podcast, but so we're talking about, we're back because we have to address like more that Sheba offers, and it's like that you can expect to experience. Because it's a transformational experience.
Yes.
Like, Mother's Day, you did so good. Like, I have not sung your praises. Mother's Day was...
Oh, I was like, wait, Mother's Day?
Yes.
I woke up crying. Like, okay.
You woke up crying that day?
The Mother's Day brunch. Oh, we had it that Saturday. Okay, the day before. Right?
Yeah, like, let me tell you. I didn't even... You know, as a mom, it just sometimes everything just be so whirlwinded. And you don't even realize, like, oh, snap, this is a day that is meant to celebrate and pause and, you know, like, get grounded for a second in, like, some good stuff. Then the 9 million lists of activities you have to give your all to and still have a little bit left for yourself. And you just created that space for us. I walked in. It was just so nicely decorated. The apartment was just so well. The sun, everything was just beaming in. You could see everything. There was just good energy. You walked into good energy that you didn't even anticipate because you just in just so used to vibrating in an anxious, you know, space as a mom, as a woman, you know, going a creative woman. Like again, going we ended with who, what type of woman is this for? So I know for me, what brought me to that was the fact that we were coordinating on it. And a lot of other women were brought because they've coordinated with you in some regard. So it's a powerful woman. Like, it's a certain type of woman who, you know, you... When you said broken earlier, you didn't mean, like, pick me up off the floor. I can't breathe. I can't stand on my... Because I've been to events where it's, like, everybody's fanning her.
This is not...
People are, like, talking for her, talking to, like... It just looked like... resuscitate or do not, you know,
right.
Like not that type of broken. Not that there's anything wrong with that type of broken.
Not that deep. I mean, if it needs to be that, yes, but
there's a different space for that. You're gonna create a different space for that.
I would create a different space for that, and most likely it would be on a personal level, which is funny because I've literally had 3 people now who have like, no, I need you. I said, whoa, that was like, it's like, wasn't ready for that, but they're like, no, I need personal time with you. And I was like, well, I never, let me not say never, but that was so unexpected.
I'm being requested. Yeah.
No, come on, say it again.
You're being requested.
I was like, me? Okay. They're like, yeah, no, I don't, I mean, your events are great, but I want you. I mean, one on one. And I was like, whoa, I need to make that happen. You know what I mean? So, in that regard,
I love that you didn't back down from that.
Hmm?
I love that you didn't back down from that. Like, I notice we live in a world where people are afraid of each other.
Yeah. <You're> like, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I seriously, like, most of the things I hear most
especially
of the people complain
Come
about
on.
Is, like, women just being afraid of each other, like...
Yeah. Like, you know how you go down the street and you see some chick who's just so comfortable and her sexy?
Yeah.
And you automatically, like, oh, I don't like her, she's a hoe and shit. I'm like,
whoa. Yeah.
You don't even know her.
Yeah.
But it's a sense of fear because you're not comfortable with who you are.
Mm,
you know?
That's
and,
deep.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
deep.
It's,
that's
it's,
deep.
It happens.
Now, we're about to go somewhere that we don't... See, okay, the comfortable with who you are is great if you're authentically comfortable. But there are women who are learning. They're confused, you know, coming into their own. So... It's all about just being molded. Like, I could ask you so many questions right now, but we're talking. What are we talking about? Are we talking about the book? Are we talking about
the next event? What did you say? Transformational shift? Something you mentioned at the very beginning.
Okay. Right. Thank you. Thank you for jogging me. Okay. No. It's not going to leave me. It's not going to leave me. It's not going to leave me. No, it's not. It's not going to leave me because it's right there. It's right there. Come on down. Right. Okay. So when a woman, because Sheba stands for she's better after all. What's that after all part? Like, break that down. Let's talk about that.
You know, that's so funny. Yeah, because my, someone special was like, Anthony, yeah, like, what is she, bro? Like, what is it? It needs to be an acronym. And I'm like, what? I never thought about it being an acronym. I just thought that it just stood, you know, alone. It was powerful enough to stand on its own. But because I'm open and I'm teachable, I said, no, there's something there. And immediately, she's better after it all. Like, seriously, just boom, just came to me. And basically, I think that's something very personal for me, just going through all these, what I consider to be shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Some good, some ugly, some bad, some confusing, some humiliating.
I love the way you're breaking this down, because I'm seeing, like,
You ever go through those revolving doors?
Yes.
And you know how it's like...
What the fuck? No,
right. All those people look like, huh.
And that's exactly how I felt in my shifts. Like, huh, right. What the fuck? Right. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Right.
So all you have these different... But at the end of it, I'm better after it is where you fill in the blank. So it could be a divorce. It could be a miscarriage. It could be a job loss. It can be experiencing death. It can be relocation. It could be heartbreak. It could be...
Childbirth.
It could be a promotion. I mean, sometimes you don't always have to think of it as being negative. It could be any form of a shift or a change or a transformation. The goal, rather, not that this naturally happens, but the goal is that you're better after it all.
I love that you created this space because, to me, I see you just as a conscious... Because I came across this other podcast. His podcast is... Okay, I can't remember the actual title, but his name is Seven Lomar. And he's out there. Like, he's super... He's so out there. He introduces his show with, "Welcome, everyone from the future." And you're like, wait a minute, what?
You know, like another dimension.
Right.
Damn.
Right. But he calls us who are creating these spaces, these transformational spaces, these authentic spaces, these real spaces. Because, you know, you go on Instagram or any sort of social media, there's a lot of cliches. There's a lot of just people just blah, 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 blah.
Living life.
And then there's other people who give you life. And I love that you're a co-creator in this because I hope to be that for you. And I hope to see more Shibas, more developing organically, more place to palace. You know, all my friends popping mind babies just like take flight because you can't do it by yourself,
sure.
You know?
Nope.
And
it takes a village.
Right. And it's like when I hear Shiva, I hear an affirmation for all women who are... I had a download the other day that I've been living my life with like Tarzan, like just swinging from limb to limb, just literally like jungle gymming, like really that's been my life, you know, just... Well, and then my arms are strong, and like my only weakness is me, because if I let go of that limb, because I can't hold on anymore, that was me. It wasn't the absence of the limb. So, see, the visual took over the mental, so I gotta wait for them to recalibrate. But 1 second.
Come on back. Hey.
Gotta do a dance through it. Transformational. It's like the affirmation of like no matter what life throws at you, there exists a space now where you can land. And that is such a powerful stance because you know how many people are going through things and who Shiba is? Like when you left that woman bald and you made it across the board, you said, this is not racial, this is not any other adjective, this is so not the norm, this is not the norm, this is so not the surface, this is so for the all. And
absolutely. I mean, I've had a man comment on one of my posts, which was about women growing up, and he's like, whoa, I mean, I know you're talking to women, but this can help anybody. He's like, that really hit me. And again, that's great. I took that as a wonderful compliment. However, I know who my audience is. However, I'm not limited either to think that it won't expand or benefit others.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank you again. I'm going to keep saying thank you because... is just perfect timing. It's gonna be great. Let's talk about is the book named Adonai?
No, the book is not named yet. but it will be.
Okay. You gotta keep that a secret?
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep that. You keep that. You don't have to share everything. But
the book is gonna be great. I'm real excited about it. I'm very excited about it. Yeah, I think it's important that we praise, you know, our children, and they do have these superpowers, and your child's superpower may be different from mine's, and you know, but it's important for them to see their parents succeed. It's important for them to see, you know, the benefit of hard work, and to be a part of it. You know, it's good, because it lays that foundation, and then you sit back and you watch, like, now what is he gonna do? You know what I mean? So it's gonna be nice.
Okay, I got a good question for you. Do you still experience the Sheba? What would Sheba say to Fear's face?
You really want to know?
I really want to know.
The first thing that came.
Fear is right here. I'm in your face, mm-hmm. Sheba. I'm in your face. You know?
You really want to know?
I really want to know.
Right. So the first thing that comes.
And if it's dramatic, I want you to act it out. Antone and I used to, we date back to what?
Sixth grade.
We date back to sixth grade. Mad years back. How many years back?
I can't say what hairstyle.
No, we're not going the hair route.
No, I'm talking about myself. I just remember
you had the
horrible, and then
I can't even describe it.
I remember I just used to love my coat
and gel.
Yeah, jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like what were we thinking, but
that was popping back then. What you mean, like if you didn't have
just
the gel, the head of gel, then. As a black girl, if you didn't have the head of gel,
your edges wasn't popping.
Right.
Yeah. So what would Sheba say to Fear?
Mm-hmm.
Sheba would say to Fear, bye, bitch.
Yes.
Have no place here.
Yes, you have no place here.
No, really, you really don't. I mean, you have to look Fear in the face, like literally, and laugh. It's probably one of the most powerful things you can do. Fear cripples.
What's Fear's response to that?
Since we're role playing, being theatrical.
Mm-hmm. We are very theatrical.
What is Fear's response to that? I mean, it has no choice but to go.
Right.
Not even most of the time. I mean, some of this is kind of off topic, but still relatable. Is that, you know, I've told women in the past that if someone asks you to leave, leave.
Right.
You don't beg people to hold spaces and to be in places because of what looks good and what you know, because of your fear of what people will think. No, if somebody asks you to do them the favor of leaving,
do them the favor
of leaving. Yeah. Don't ever be in a space where you're not welcome.
That's beautiful. If that's not some advice for a 16-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 45-year-old, a 70-year-old.
Come on now. Of course. There's things that I put on my Instagram that my mother, she just turned 65. She's like so dope and cute. She thinks she's cute. I'm kidding. She's so fierce.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yes. And she's like, this can apply to older women. I'm mm-hmm. like, who would have ever thought her daughter would be able to teach her, you know, a little bit of something about being a woman.
Right.
So, yes, it's this. Yeah. That don't. Mm-hmm. You know why, though?
Why?
Because you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to.
You don't have to what?
You don't have to be in a place that you're not welcome or celebrated. You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Sometimes people make it more deep and it's just simple. I don't have to. Just as simple as that.
I like that. I could see that on a shirt. T-shirt company?
T-shirt. T-shirt. Sheba is, logo is here. So
yes,
now.
Let's talk about it. Go ahead.
The next step is T-shirts. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you have to get that, like, ASAP.
Oh, that's easy.
Because that's, I mean, I'm my own brand.
You are your
brand.
I'm
my own brother. I mean, if you ever seen me, I mean, you would say that I'm drop-dead gorgeous. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm like my own model.
Yes.
This is going to be great. T-shirts for sale?
T-shirts for sale.
Hey!
Yes. This is great. This is
yeah,
great.
Yeah, so the good part about Sheba is that I love for other people to shine. So we always have vendors, you know,
mm-hmm.
there selling and doing what they do. Because this is a community, it's a network, it's, you know, we all are benefiting. So anytime that you want to be a vendor
Ooh.
At a Sheba event,
where can I reach you? Where can I reach
you?
You
can reach me at ShebaEmpowerment@gmail.com.
Hey.
Yeah, or, I mean, Instagram, they have those direct messages, I guess you call them. So
oh, yes,
I'm
yes,
always
yes, yes.
On there.
Remind them of the Instagram again.
It's Sheba with two A's. Woo woo. No, SHEBAA Empowers.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, all right, we'll be back. And especially because we be talking behind the scenes, and then I'd be like, nah, let's share this part. Like, it's an organic development, but it's some pesticides, but like, not really. It's like, air, you know, I'm just bye. All right,
bye,
bye, bye, bye, Felicia. Bye, bitch. Say it again, Sheba
bye.
In the face of fear.
Bye, bitch.
I hear you making reference to numbers a lot, and I say a lot because I pay attention to when people speak. That's just a gift I have. So you've already made reference at least 3 times. And I'm like, okay, so numbers. So what I do with my interview style, I listen for what people say to me. And so that I don't add my own meaning,
right.
I ask for clarification. And so I'm like, before I say, oh, she's into numbers, I figured I'd ask. So are you into numbers?
No, I don't think deeply, but there's just certain numbers that resonate with me.
Okay, so for you, it's a resonance thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's cool. So, are we ready to discuss?
But you can tell me more about numbers. I'm
of course,
open to it.
Of
yeah,
course.
Yeah.
So, when I went to go turn this back on, it's because it dawned on me that, do you remember when you found me in 2014, lensing at the African Arts Festival, had my little setup with my little Indian setup with my little belly, and I
was
massaging.
Yeah, that
massaging.
Was like my favorite picture. This is
yes,
my picture
yes,
that
yes,
you
yes,
are
yes,
in my contact.
Yes, yes, you remember that, right?
You just, yeah,
and right,
gorgeous.
Right. And I was like,
shining
I'm up. Doing, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to learn how to receive. I received that.
You
I received that. Thank you. I'm doing readings right now. Remember? I'm doing readings. And I was giving them away for free. I've been giving my stuff away for free, Internet. We're going to get it together. We're going to talk about price in a little while,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
I went on Instagram and I said, whoever sees this, you can get a free reading from me. You can basically talk to me. Remember you were saying, like, women are like, no, I want you.
Yeah.
So I've been like, hey, you want me? You want me? Anyone want me? Anyway, so you were one of the people who responded, and we were talking about, it came up. Like, you know, you got to write this book. You were like, really? Really?
This sounds like
problem?
Me.
Yeah.
That sounds like me.
So, yeah. Here it is. Here it is. There should be, it's a long time coming. You know, like, when there's a book inside of you, how do you know? Like, when did it dawn on you, like, you ever, like, try to walk through your apartment and all the lights are off and you have to find your way around? When did you flip on that switch and realize, oh, there's a book in here? Okay. When did that happen for you?
That happened for me, I can't really pinpoint exactly when. But I just knew it was there. And you're among maybe 3 other people who told me the same thing.
Okay.
Not only a book, books.
And
pamphlets.
Ooh.
And, you know, and like inspirational books. I mean, they were very specific. Children's books and my personal book that I mean, anytime somebody mentioned a book, you know, sometimes your mind is programmed to just,
overwhelm itself?
Overwhelm itself, one, but then also you become, I don't say one-dimensional. It's like, oh, they must be referring to this book, but you have to broaden your horizons, because I'm just thinking, oh, I need to write a autobiography about
Miss Maya Angelou.
That's auntie.
Right, that's auntie.
I'm like, auntie, mama.
Yes. So you know what you do? You pay homage to her.
Yeah, of course. Yes. So yes, I'm thinking like this, but then, I mean, another time, someone's like, oh, yeah, you're going to write children's books. It's like, this chick. I mean, that's usually my first response to most people, and I mean it with all due respect. This chick, you know, and she's like, yeah, pamphlets, and another lady's like, yeah, you ever think about writing like a book of inspirational quotes? Because they're like, you're always, like, quoting. And I'm like, really? Yeah. And then most recently, a friend, special number. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... he's like, I know this may sound crazy. And I'm like, huh? Because he does say some crazy stuff. He's like, have you ever thought about writing a children's book? Now, everyone, if you know me for a long time or short time, one of the things that you'll remember about me is my laugh. And you know that hearty...
Yes. That one right there.
That one, and I did that.
It always makes me feel like I'm full of soup. Yeah. Like a full bowl of soup. Like...
In the middle of the street, I was like, whoa. And he's like, okay, what was so funny? Like, no, I'm like, no. This is a good laugh. It's like, no, if you would only understand that you're the fourth person who told me that, you know. He's like, no, like, you need to do it. And this was a few weeks ago. And I said,
that's a sign.
Yeah.
When a bunch of people are telling you need to do something, when do you listen?
When do you
be like, oh, okay, yeah, time to listen.
Like, duh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that moment is when I decided to obey. I said, okay, so you know what? Let's be intentional about this. Because sometimes you could be receptive, but you're not intentional.
Yes, intentional. Yes.
Yeah, yay.
Yes.
Yeah, you know my sister's long hill. Woo.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah.
Wait a minute. Can we talk about Ms. Hill has a concert tomorrow? You going? So let me tell you how. All right, I want to go off the podcast to vent and talk about everyone behind their backs. We'll be back. We'll be back. Okay, so we're talking about this Lauryn Hill concert that's coming up tomorrow. If today is technically Saturday, then it's today. Technically tomorrow, Sunday, the 15th.
Oh, it's the
15th.
Okay.
It's the 15th. It's at Jones Beach. And I have been thinking about going to it, but with sharing different ideas, that little ideas, big ideas, you have to be mindful who you're sharing with, right?
Absolutely.
So the different people I went to, they know who they are, did not contribute a yes. So whatever the opposite of yes is, that's what they contributed. You use your imagination.
Yeah.
And they have their own reasons, but they have their own reasons. And so, you know, I do this thing, I hold space for people out of politeness. I'm a polite person. I'll let you finish. And then I'm going to tell you why I'm not going to, you know, like, respectfully decline what you're contributing. And I'm going to do my own thing. I don't listen to a lot of people. I listen to myself. You know, I got a lot of stuff going on in my own head. So, like, if I were to really sit there and let you think that just because I'm holding space that, like, I'm a sucker, like, you got something else coming. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay,
right. Okay. So, you know, they're like, oh, don't go, basically. Not don't go, but, like, I wouldn't go if I was you. And I'm looking at all
why?
These. Because of her, Miss Hill, Miss Sister Hill.
Right.
Our sister.
Yeah.
They out here talking about you, girl.
I can't believe it.
They are just out here, like, forgetting the whole Miss Education album, forgetting Sister Act 2, her contributions, her voice.
Right.
Like all of this women's empowerment stuff that everyone has grown into.
Say that. Who is it? Come on.
She impacted us.
Major.
Like,
influence.
When we was figuring out our perms to natural hair ratio,
yes,
to the split ends, to the Dominicans, we had Miss Hill to be
you
like, to like, you, and they just out here talking about you,
yeah,
saying like, don't trust her.
She's
crazy.
I hate hearing this. That's a big one.
I mean, listen, people are going to talk. Whether you hear this or not, we want to meet you. You're our sister.
Oh, we will meet you.
Of course
we will.
Anyway, but yeah. And so Did you? It's on Sunday, so you know, like, you know, just throwing that out there, But we were talking about
intention.
We're talking about the book in you,
Mr. Intentional. That's my song.
Yes, Lord.
Very powerful.
Yes.
As in the moment. Let me tell you about that real quick. Because
please tell me.
So I went to the Lauryn Hill concert, and we were there. It was very quaint. Like, it's so reflective of who I am, right? Because I'm like, I don't want to go to no massive Lauryn Hill. Very quaint, on Bowery, you know, Lower Manhattan, right there, Brooklyn-ish, you know, whatever. And it was a whole, you know, bunch of people. And I told them, I said, she's going to talk to me before the end of the night.
Okay.
And of course, they're laughing.
Intentions.
Right. So I was like, no, I'm dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, fine. Light, you know, goes on. Whatever. She was, you know, she was late. That's the reality of it. It is what it is. But I respect her. So she's worth my time. So
thank you.
We're
gonna talk about that in a second.
Hey.
Matt, you know, inbox me if you want us to talk about like worthiness. Just a whole different
podcast
episode.
Come on now. That's a
whole different episode.
Whole different episode. Yeah.
On worthiness.
That's another level. You have to be open. To that type of conversation.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you have to be mouth.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. You can't just be,
Can't
be shallow.
Right, you
can't.
You probably stop listening if this wasn't for you. So, if you're hearing this, you're in a DM, developing organically.
Hey.
Like, what about, what's good with that worthiness? That's what I want to see in my DMs. What's good with that worthiness?
That sounds like an event.
That's an event. What's good with that worthiness?
What's good with that?
We're writing it down. So
go
ahead, tell a story. She was late, unfortunately.
She was just doing her thing, right? At the energy, I was like, oh, this chick is powerful.
Yeah.
Anyway, something happened with, I guess, the musicians were switching. Something happened. Boom. Quiet. I said, Anthony, Mia, as they call me, this is your moment. I said, Lauryn, she's looking around. I said, Lauryn. She looked me dead in my face. I was like, could you please sing Mr. Intentional? She said, you want me to sing Mr. Intentional? I said, please. She said, get my guitar. I looked around. I said, I told you she was going to talk to me.
You had Miss Hill oblige your
That's
request?
Right. Hello.
She obliged?
So afterwards, I seriously, this was December 10th. Years ago. Anyway, but yeah, and so I've YouTubed it, and most of the YouTube videos that I found, they caught her right after I said that. So when she's like, grab my guitar, play, I was like, no, they should have rewinded that, because I'm the reason why she decided to sing that song.
Right.
I was like,
no.
I just need you to do, and then of course you
just redo it.
Yeah.
You got to redo the moment.
You know, Little Hill, and I'm singing.
Right.
Don't do me anything, man.
Yes.
You know, missing.
Yes.
I'm like, I wish I could play the guitar.
Right.
You know?
Right.
No,
don't it make you...
Nobody can be Lauryn.
I'm sneezing.
Know?
When I start sneezing, y'all, it's like the ancestors. No, seriously. And it goes on until I'm done. They're like, don't you let this moment pass.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... Okay.
Talk about words.
So it makes you so let's talk about this creative women's retreat really quick. You want to know how to play the guitar. Apparently you need to learn how to play the guitar.
Yeah. I think that'll take like that just make me even doper. I know
it's
not a word, but like doper. Doper.
Hey! Doper. Yes.
All right.
T-shirt.
Hey!
Write it down. Doper.
I'm just these T-shirts.
Anyway, but this creative woman's retreat is coming together. It's going to be an organic development of Shiva empowering women to turn their place into a palace. Just using Nay right now as a landmarker on the type of women that we can expect to encounter, rubbing elbows with, working with, coinciding with, collaborating with on this epic vision. Like, why do we need a retreat right now? Like, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how the world is going to benefit from this vision that needs to, like, come to fruition.
The world will benefit from it because I think that amazing things happen when women get together. And this is why it's so...
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I'm gonna grab the snacks, take the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Multitask. What are you in the mood for? I bought mad snacks. You'll learn that about me. Yes, cherries. Got a bag of cherries. Yes. No, you need to come. You're comfortable.
What was I saying?
This is such a cute photo.
Which one? This one?
Yeah.
I know. It's, you know, it's a selfie.
It's a selfie?
Is the cherries in here?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. These
are
beautiful.
Yes, I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna let you do the bowl and the setting us up of the both.
I know. I'm just. That's my thing. But it's not that many getting pretty because it's 2 something in the morning.
No, it's okay. This is a nice photo. Where did you get her? Y'all gotta see this.
A gift.
This is nice. It's a photo of a woman, and
you know what's funny, how you've been here how many times?
And I've never looked up. I've never looked up.
I love those little surprise factors.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when I did my walkthrough when we had Mother's Day here. The Mother's Day empowerment event. And I was
a little bit.
No, not even that. I just remember just so many places to land my eyes, and each place was like empowerment, empowerment, empowerment. Here's some empowerment. Empowerment, empowerment, empowerment.
Listen, you're going to be empowered, okay?
Yes, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. So how did Antoinette, because she has a collage, a photo collage on her wall. You have one here with a perm. I feel like this is the second time or the third time someone has put their perm picture
on
the forefront.
It's a part of who I am.
That perm picture is everything.
Can't skip over, you know, those things, because that's a stepping stone for where I am now, you know. So it's
look at the glasses. No.
Hey.
With the vest. With the vest. She got a bubble vest on.
That was Poor Richmond High School.
That was Poor Richmond High School.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm walking away. We'll be back. We'll be back, you. We'll be back. But, yes.
Yeah, I kind of cropped that picture, because more.
Lauren has helped me to cry, to praise,
girl,
to just feel...
To yell,
to just feel, like,
to
alive.
Understand,
to
understand, and to be understood. Like,
right.
This, I understood who I was, like, based on her music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'm like, oh, this is what all these emotions and all of this, you know, stuff happened. Like, the miseducation. Like, seriously, it's so real.
Down to her title.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Truly gifted. Sister Act 2, I still watch it.
Ooh.
I said, joyful, joyful,
yeah,
we adore me. Remember when they did the bogo, this part? I was like, yo, nah. I was right there when she was stomping.
No, well, her mother, first
I'm really dancing.
Well, her mother didn't let her go. I was like, yo, her mother is she a hater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was just like, give me that. Remember? But mama, wait, I'm going to get this line right. The consent form. And then she went anyway, like, hold the bus.
Yeah.
I was like, yes.
I was like, yes, that's why she's a sister.
Mm-hmm.
But she don't take no for answer.
Mm-hmm.
She knew that was her destiny.
Nah, when her mother walked in, she was like,
she
mad quiet. That. She's like,
do, 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 do.
She's like,
do, do.
It's like, what's wrong with her? And she's like, and then it's almost like she was talking to herself, nah, don't let this, don't mess up this moment. You got to save this whole school, don't mess up this, even your own mother, don't mess up this moment. And then she's like, joyful, then she just starts going. And then they pulled off the robes, and then just Frank K with his white boy ass at the time with his overalls. A white boy in overalls, though.
Yeah, no, stop it.
Annoying. But not annoying, because Frank, hey, like, he did that. He did that. He did that.
Mm-hmm.
The one with the lisp and the slur. Anyway, we can go on and on. We can have a, what you call it?
And then, I mean, a lot of people don't really fully appreciate her unplugged.
Yeah, no, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Did you listen to it?
I did, of course. Don't take my Lauryn Hill card. I definitely listened to it.
No, I definitely need to get closer.
Of course I listened. How could you not listen?
What happened?
I was distracted at the time. There was a lot of other art, like Erykah Badu was trending at the time.
You know,
there was a lot going on.
Go back to Unplug. I mean, there's a song there, even just about water. And I'm like, you have to be a genius to be able to do these things. Seriously. So go back. Go. Listen to
I will.
That's where Miss Intentional came from.
Okay. Now I remember Miss Intentional.
Of course, everybody remembers that.
But I just remember, like, her voice was changing a lot at the time. Right, and I think that was what people...
Is it terrible? Because it's... Listen, because it's unplugged, it's like, listen, this is the reality. This is... this. If you can... except the miseducation, you have to be able to take, because it's all her. You can't pick and choose.
Right.
I want this.
Thank you for correcting.
Come on, Loris. I want all of
this. This is called. It's like you can't love like that. You can't, like, love is not conditional.
Come on now.
You're gonna take all of Lauryn. You're gonna take that.
You're gonna take her voice, the blow.
Like, because she could blow.
She can blow.
I think around that time I was, because I. Cancer, you know, I don't know who to blame this on, but, like, doubt be manifesting in many ways in my life, so I was, like, looking at that and maybe a lot of other things doubtfully at that time period, so I was like, did she lose it? Did she lose that, you know? And I never knew, and I never wanted to face it on behalf of her, because I'm like, nah, I can't even, that's illegal, I'm not even supposed to think like that, you know? But,
and you know what, even
not gonna lie, it did cross my mind. You know?
No, I was a die hard. Like, you know what, even she did lose it.
Nah, because the other day I saw Mary, because she married Jay Black.
Oh,
are you a Mary
guy? Doing a bunny hop?
No, it was like, what happened? The heel, like, what happened there? You see that she was like this. She was like,
I'm not even gonna say what she was like on this stage.
She was like this, so I was like, nah, is she falling? Is she good? Like, but you know Mary, she got it. She was like, I'm going to balance on the end of this heel.
Yeah,
I'm going to do my, like, little two-step, Diddy two-step, and you're going to get this show. I don't care how, you know. I've been through everything. Like, I put my whole relationship on Front Street. All of them. She's another one. Are you a Mary fan?
I'm just a Lauryn fan.
Don't come here for Mary love right now. We're talking about Lauryn.
Yeah.
So, unplugged.
It's you never listen to it. You're like, whoa. You know, well, because it's unplugged, it's so raw. Like, that's why I was like, yo, this chick is singing through her pain. Like, most people decide, like, you know, let me retreat, let me hide. Because I'm in a
perfect segue.
Huh?
Perfect segue to the question I asked you before about the healing.
Yeah, it's like, let me hide, let me run. I don't want people to see me in this place. She's like, no, I'm going to sing this. My voice is going to crack. I'm going to forget some of the words. Yes, I wrote them, but this is about being human.
Yeah.
That unplug was like, no, this is me. And she mentioned it. She talks a lot on the unplug. She's like, I remember times I have to go with my voice and I'm trying to, you know, drink tea all day and sleep and, you know, trying to present this image of perfection that's not reality. But that's Hollywood, though.
I need to go to this concert, and it's Sunday, but we already committed this day, this weekend, to the getting stuff done, and hey, who knows, I might end up at that concert, because sometimes concerts are not about the song, though they should be, it's about the conversation that the artist has with the audience,
yep.
And just, I remember one time, because I'm a Jay-Z fan, judge me for it, and I remember one time I went to one of his concerts. And I feel like people choose to go to concerts based on whatever album got them, like hooked them. There's always an album that hooks a person. So for me, it was Reasonable Doubt and then everything else he did. And so I was always going to concerts. Like, I hope to create the experience I had. It's like being high. Like, artists have the capacity to elevate you through their music. And so he would pause, and then he was like, someone over here. And I was on that side, and I just remember, he's talking about me. Like, how you told the story of you got the moment to speak to Lauryn. I was like, Jay-Z was talking to me, you know? And these artists, they're not that far removed from us. What we buy into their celebrity,
and we make them untouchable, and we take away the humanity that is them. Wow. So I like how you said her album is about humanity. And I like that she's messy. I like that she's late, because I'm always late to things. And again, she's just holding it down as like a role model for, you know, she and Peha. Like, there's just so much stuff she has done not the right way in people's eyes, but she's still learning her way. You can't take away her name. And you won't. You won't.
You can't take away her talent.
You can't take away her talent.
Genius. She'll always be a legend. You can't take that away. Yeah.
But people have tried. Like, that's what kills me about...
But they won't succeed.
Right. And that just, to me, I see her whole development as just symbolic of the shifts. Remember we talking about the door? The shifts that a person goes through, and they still just, ha, go, you know? And, from a huge celebrity to, like, the creative, performing arts, talented, you know, just everything that is us is them as well. And it's just reassuring.
We'll be back. I pull the whole cord out though. I'll be beasting. I'll be like, ha, rip.
Is there such a thing as too much trust? I be getting deep. And it's not even like to, you know, when I go deep and I have these sorts of questions, it's not.
No, literally, no.
No, you know, and that's a normal, I have that effect on people. But when these things cross my heavens, I like that term, it's like I can't ignore it. Like, the question just dropped into my head, and I'm like, let me ask it. So is there such a thing as too much trust? Because I know, speaking personally, you know, I'm very open, and therefore I have to trust what comes back at me. Good, bad, ugly, indifferent, as a teacher, in some regard. And it has resulted in just a beautiful mess of a masterpiece. But I wonder, like, did every little piece have to be there, or could I have done without this one?
Nope.
You know, like, so there is, like you have to trust everything.
You do.
That
you
is,
trust everything.
That makes me uncomfortable to say.
Yeah. But it's a place of maturity. Because I think if you're comfortable in the fact that, one, everything is as it should be. Two, what's meant to be will be.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to be said.
Right. I listen to a lot of Reverend Ike.
Mm-hmm.
And his favorite saying is, I am God, there is no other. So when we start affirming anything but the trust, we start adding stuff that doesn't need to be there, giving stuff too much power, blocking our blessings, self-sabotaging, all these reasons that stop you from focusing clearly on anything in front of you, anything. And then we start labeling it as problems, and then we pack a bag for the problems, and we walk around with this packed bag of problems, and it's heavy, and the destination is more problems, and they're making songs about it, you know, all of this stuff. But it could all be so simple.
Yeah.
But you rather make it hard.
No, I told someone that. I saw a quote that says something about, like, it's easy. No. It's easy to make stuff. It takes strength to make stuff simple, or something like something to that.
Keep it simple, stupid. No, not that one. All right.
No. It was something about, like, it takes a strong person, or it takes strength to keep stuff simple. Like, it's easy to make stuff difficult. Like, it is. You know what I mean? But it takes strength. Just keep it simple. Like, just just keep it simple. Yeah, because I think sometimes we, for whatever reason, we have this notion, we believe that we're able to protect ourselves. It's just a defense mechanism. And honestly, one, everything is as it should be. Seriously, whether that's good, bad, ugly, that it's as it should be. And two, what's meant to be will be. So regardless of the good, bad, ugly, whatever's meant to be is still going to be regardless. So I think that I'm telling you, it takes a whole nother level of maturity to be able to accept that and to really mean it.
Thank you. That was powerful. Thank you. We're gonna end this episode here because it's just so much overflowing. And we are approaching that 4 a.m. mark. We are in the last 15 minutes of our one night sit-in empowerment,
empowerment session.
If you're interested in what we've got going on, you can book these personally. We will come to your home.
Oh, we will bring
the snacks.
Oh, yes, we will.
We'll
bring the gift bags.
We'll bring the whole experience to you. Follow us on Instagram, Developing Organic. Sheba Empowers.
With two A's.
And of course, like, comment, subscribe, share with your friends, tag your girlfriends, record the snippets, take the quotes, add us. Do what you got to do. Spread the word that we exist, because if you hold space for us, we will hold space for you. We are not playing. All right.